Hi everyone, and welcome to Take 10 for Turn number 615. I hope you all are well. Any questions, comments, suggestions, recommendations, sponsorships, please email me at rabbiismach@take10fortorah.org. Today's 10 is sponsored in memory of Izzy Lindenbaum on his fifth yahrzeit, Isser Aaron ben Metzal Aryeh Meir Learning, Bi Le'ili Nishmasos. On this week's Parsha's Bo, we have an incredible amount of information, but mainly it's about Yetzias Mitzrayim. From Shmos Yud Beis and on, we talk about the preparation for that very important night, how the actual night of Yetzias Mitzrayim went down. But of course, towards the beginning, we have the command as what this night is supposed to look like. And one of the psukim there says, Ushmartem es ha-matzos. We are supposed to guard the matzos. Matzos were one of the props, matzah and maror, matzos and rorim yochuhu. You're supposed to eat the carbon Pesach on that night of the Exodus. And so matzos were something that we were supposed to guard. What does it mean to guard the matzos? So we know matzah is something which is made out of bread and water and without the ingredient of time. It's made within a certain amount of time. And so simply, what it means is ushmartem es ha-matzos. You should be careful to make sure that the matzah stays matzah, because if it leavens, it's going to become chametz. Okay, the Gemara, though, understands something else from this word, or I should say the Mechilta specifically understands, ushmartem es ha-matzos could be reread to ushmartem es ha-mitzvos. We should guard the mitzvos. How does that happen? Kederach shein machmitzen es ha-matzah, the same way we do not allow the matzah to become chametz, kach in machmitzen es ha-mitzvah. So too, we do not allow the mitzvah that we do to become leavened. How does that work? Elein ba mitzvah liyadcha. If a mitzvah comes to your hand, nase osa miyad, we should do it immediately. Meaning, we should imagine that every mitzvah has a terminal point, a mitzvah where it ends at some amount of time. If I don't get it done, it won't get done, and therefore I should see every mitzvah as if I'm making matzahs every day, so to speak. Every single mitzvah has an expiration date. I should be as enthusiastic as possible, and I should be attempting to finish it as quickly as possible. Indeed, the Gemara in Brachos famously says, Rav Alexandri, Basu de Matzli Amar Hachi, Rav Alexandri would say the following after he daven, his little individual prayer would be, Ribon Ha'olamim, Master of the World, Galui V'yadua L'fanecha Sh'ritzoneinu La'asos R'tzonecha, our will is to do your will. Umima Akev, what gets in our way? We want to do the right thing. What gets in our way? Sa'ar Shebi'isa, the sa'ar, the leaven within the dough. And he says, I hope, Yehiratzon L'fanecha, that I am saved from it. Rashi explains, what does that mean? The sa'ar Shebi'isa, the leaven in the dough. How in the world is that an obstacle for our mitzvah performance? He says, Yetzer hara shebel vavenu. That's the evil inclination that's in our hearts. Ha machmitzenu. That causes us to leaven. Literally, that obviously is not causing us to rise, to develop bubbles, carbon dioxide bubbles. Rather, it's causing us to delay. We delay projects. We say, I'll get to it. It'll happen eventually. And it never happens. So this idea of making mitzvos chametz and delaying and not using our time in the best way possible is obviously a significant one. There is no greater asset that we have than time in which to use that asset, right? All we have is time. That's the most important thing we have. And what this is telling us is we should take our mitzvah observance seriously. We should feel that the things that we're doing are important. We should do them as quickly as possible. The Sefer HaChinuch says that this is why chametz is actually forbidden in all, almost all, karbanos. It says, Ki nani ha-karban, generally, karbanos are about symbolism. And we're supposed to be doing the things on the Mizbeach that are supposed to awaken us symbolically. And so he says, Al-kein b'harchik ha-chametz shehu nasa b'shehi ha-gedola, chametz, and distance from chametz, which is made with great waiting, mikurbenu, from our karbanos, yikach dimyon liknos midas hazrizos. It should awaken us to get this midah of zrizos, of haste, of alacrity, the hakalos v'amahiros, and light-footedness and quickness, b'masei Hashem baruch hu, and the things that we do for and in towards our relationship with God. He says that specifically that applies to all karbanos yachid, specifically karbanos yachid, individual karbanos have this restriction of chametz, because karbanos rabbim, you know, the rabbim will daven shachris at 7 o'clock, and that'll start at 7 o'clock because there'll be a minyan there at 7 o'clock, but you individually might be there 7:05, 7:08, 7:10, 7:15, but the rabbim will get it right. The masses, the tzibur, the group, the community will get it right. But individuals, we as individuals are the ones who very often are have problems with doing things on time. The Gemara in Yuma as well has a similar idea that when it comes to the cleaning out of the Mishkan or the Beis Hamikdash, so it says V'disham Mizbeach HaPnimi Kodem HaTavos Chamesh Aneros. The first thing that you would do is clean off the Mizbeach as you walked into the Kodesh, as you walked into the main room where all of the holy furniture was, and then and only then would you clean the menorah. The Gemara says, my time. So Abaya says, what's the reason? The Abaya tells us, I don't know. Gemara Gemir Nasvar Lo Yadana. It's a tradition, we just do it, and that's why, I don't know why. Rava says, no, there is a reason. Kiresh Lakish, because of the principle of Resh Lakish, the Amar Resh Lakish in Mavirin Al HaMitzvos. There is a rule that you are not supposed to bypass one mitzvah in order to do another mitzvah. V'chi Ayel Lehechel, and when you walk in to the Mishkan, to the Hechel, B'mizbeach Paga B'Resha, the first thing you're going to hit, the first thing you're going to almost literally bump into is that Mizbeach Hazav, that golden Mizbeach, which has the incense, which needs to be cleaned first. And so this idea of Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvos seems to be something slightly different, not just that when we do a mitzvah, we should do it as quickly as possible. We shouldn't let it itself expire, but also we should be doing the first thing that is we have the opportunity to do, so as it seems to fill our time as usefully as possible. Don't go walking around the Mishkan trying to figure out what project to do next. Just have the rule and have the philosophy to do the very first possible thing next, so that we may fill our time with as many useful and productive things as possible. Rashi there says, "Hapogei b'mitzvah lo yavar mimenu." A person who encounters a mitzvah should not pass it by. You should take the opportunity. V'nafkalan b'mechilta, and we learn this from this same pasuk: "Ushmartem esha matzos karibe esha mitzvos lo tamtin la shetach mitzvati yashin." You can't wait till these mitzvos get old. Meiri also says that the idea over here is we should not delay the performance of a mitzvah. We shouldn't pass by a mitzvah ad shetis yaesh mehen, until we go and give up. I can't do it anymore. Mikan amro haminiach tefillin haminiach shel yad tchilim yachakach shel rosh. That's why we put on our shel yad, our arm tefillin, before our head tefillin. Shehari hayad krova liyosu min harosh. The hand is closer to the wrapping process than the head is, and therefore we should not be passing mitzvos. And thereby we have a few mitzvos where this comes up. One of the mitzvos where a similar idea is put forward is the mitzvah of Bris Mila. We learn from Avraham Vayashkem Avraham Baboker, the Gemara Pesachim and Daf Dalet says, Vayashkem Avraham Baboker, and even though all day is kulo kasher lemila, it's all mutter to do the Bris Mila all day long, still we learn from Avraham the importance of doing it as quickly as possible. So on the one hand, we have one principle of Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvos, we should not bypass the mitzvos. On another hand, I guess we have this idea of Zrizan Makdim Al HaMitzvos, a Zariz, a person who is enthusiastic, tries to do them as quickly as possible. They're not exactly the same idea. As some explain, the idea of Ein Machmitzen, the idea that you can't allow a mitzvah to become leavened, means as follows. You know, I have a mitzvah, I have, let's say, an hour to do it, and I should make sure that I don't get too close, maybe, to that hour, so that it becomes something which I can't do anymore. But the idea of Zerizan means that I should do it in the very first moment. I shouldn't wait even the span of time that's reasonable to wait. I should really be enthusiastic about it, and I should do it as quickly as possible. The Chavos Yoyer and others explain that the reason for all of this, like, what's the rush? What's the rush? You know, are we developing some sort of haste, some sort of OCD where we're running from mitzvah to mitzvah? Is because the tam pen yamos. The reason is, you know, who knows if you're going to be around. You know, we should live with a sense, not a depressing sense of foreboding of who knows if we'll be around, but the idea is we want to maximize this most important asset that we have. The Mishnah Maseches Avos, of course, says, V'shuv yom echad lefnei misascha. A person should do tshuva a day before they die. Now, sure, I'd love to do that, except I don't know when I'm going to die. And therefore, the Mishnah is really saying that we should be doing tshuva all of the time. We should try to be improving ourselves and mending our relationships before we are unfortunately faced with that situation. We should imagine that any day could be that day and be maximizing the time that we have. The Mishnah in Avos tells us that we should be as enthusiastic as a small mitzvah as we are with a mitzvah kala kivichamura, like a stringent, a serious mitzvah. Why? Because she'ein ata yodea matan scharan shel mitzvos. We don't know the reward four mitzvos. And the question is, like, what exactly is referring to? The Rambam says it's not referring to negative prohibitions, because we actually have punishments attached to many of those that we can line up in order and see which are more or less serious. He says it's talking about mitzvos aseh. I never know when it comes to a positive commandment, should I be doing this, should I be doing that? So he says we have these major meta principles, these principles which dictate which mitzvah I should be doing first. For example, ha'osek b'mitzvah, patur min ha'mitzvah. If I'm busy with one, I don't have to worry about another one. I use these meta principles to discern which one I should be doing. He says, as well, we have this principle of ein ma'avirin al ha'mitzvos. If I have two mitzvahs in front of me, I should do the one that is in front of me, not the one which is a little bit further back. The one that I have the first opportunity to do, because I don't know their value, should be the one that I do first. Have a great day.